Follow a parade through Port-au-Prince Cemetery on All Saints Day this year, and you'll reach the cultural crossroads of a country in crisis. As the faithful make their way through the maze of crypts, a voodoo bandleader dances and pours out a mixture of rum and bell peppers to please the spirits.
We are voodoos. Some people believe it's for Satan. We consider it our culture. That's our symbol. Today, it's our ceremony, our birthday celebration.
On this day of remembrance for Catholic saints, believers of two faiths celebrate together, bringing candlelit offerings, flowers, and sacrifices of food to the graves of family and friends. It's a day to leave mementos and beautify the resting places of those they've lost. Celebrants, one with a human skull in hand, oversee a tribute of candles, coffee, and hope in hard times.
I wish for our country to move forward. We want our country to be free, so every young man and woman can have a job, so all the voodoo people can have something to do.
It's a rare cause for celebration, nearly 4 months after the assassination of the country's president.
All Saints Day is a mixture of traditions, Christian and voodoo, rum and reverence, but this year it's happening in a Haiti that's more in chaos than at any time in recent memory.
They come for the ceremony, for much-needed inspiration, and a promise of better times to come.
There is no change without problems, and no change without suffering, just as a woman has to go through labor pains before everyone can celebrate a baby's birth. Even though we have a lot of gangsters and guns in the ghetto, all this will end.
The tributes continue for a second day of celebration on Tuesday, All Souls Day, a day to celebrate not just the saints, but all the dead, a number that seems to be growing at an alarming rate. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.